Sheriff Hortz from Shiva Revised Gozband in this week's parsha. It was in the Tel Shiva newsletter that they sent out, the weekly newsletter they sent out on this week's parsha. They had a word from Shiva Revised Gozband, Sikhul Ibracha. The Pasuk says, Klaisos looks up and sees the Mitzrayim running after them, so they're very nervous. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Hashem Yolachem Lachem Atem Tachar Rishum. So the question is, Vilna Gaon says over here, I'm adding this point in, but the Vilna Gaon says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu told, the Baruch Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu there was, it's not a time for tefillah. They just have to go. It's quite a unique situation. They were saying there was no need for, no, that's not as much for tefillah b'chlal. In general, we understand that that is the proper response. Here, Klaus was told, "Atem tachar rishum." Don't worry about it. Just be quiet. So Rashina points out that the interesting choice of words over here, the word which we normally would choose for being quiet is shtika. What is the word karisha? Like you find the word, they went cherish. They went stealthily. So it's more of a stealthful type of a situation than a shtika situation. The word is an interesting choice of words. So he says the difference in shtika and harisha is, shtika is an outer silence. Harisha means an inner reserve, an inner a lack of nervousness inside. That the person is totally quiet, an inner quiet as opposed to an outer quiet. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that if you are able to feel the total confidence in the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if they've been accomplished and it's reality already, if you'd see the Mitzrayim destroyed and yourself on the other side safe, you wouldn't be nervous anymore. You might be exultant, but you wouldn't be nervous anymore. You would be totally calm. So if your emunah in Kadosh Baruch Hu is such that the word of Kadosh Baruch Hu is kilu, it's osu, it's as if it's done, and you are totally, so then there's nothing to be worried about. That level of eschus of emunah is such a high level of eschus of emunah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu that it'll happen. So there's no need for tefillah. Tefillah is, I have to address an issue. There's no issue here. That madrega is a madrega which we call bitachon. Bitachon, a person feels, b'shatam al-arz, betach. You feel, you live confidently on the land. There's a confidence. The person feels secure. You translate, there's a situation of safety is, they want to know what, it's a situation of, you have to know what the bituach is. Insurance is bituach. We feel insured. It's a guarantee. It's a safety guarantee. So there's a madrega of bitachon where there's no need for tefillah anymore. And the Rebbe in Ali Shur talks about such a concept. The madrega of bitachon, which is such a high madrega, that there's no need for anything, any hishtadlus, even the hishtadlus of tefillah. And so the Torah is describing that as atem tachar rishun. That's described as is that inner feeling of safety, inner feeling of confidence. So you're quiet, as opposed to I'm controlling myself and not saying anything. In many areas of life, we mistake the difference of controlling myself and not saying something, that I'm being shosek. I'm keeping quiet. You're not really keeping quiet in a certain sense, because inside you're reacting to it. And the real goal in life is to be able to have that inner confidence, that inner understanding that there's something which is not, you do not need to respond to the situation. It's whether it's a question of something outside of ourselves, some danger, we rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu to take care of it, whether it's something which we have a chi of mitzvah or whatever it is, and we understand that there's inner reserve, we have the strength to deal with it properly. So we are, therefore, we are inside, we feel confident and quiet. Have a good Shabbos.